Parenting in two languages. Crafts. Birthday cards. I turned 44 this April. No matter how old I get, I still like the excitement of birthdays. One of the best things about birthdays is giving and receiving birthday cards. And when the card is specially made from scratch, it can make someone's birthday even more special. So this month, I want to take us through a simple way to create a birthday card for your children's grandparents. We'll see that we can introduce English into the task, not just writing the card in English, but also using English as we make the card. This is me and Ellie talking as we plan and work on making a card. Grandpa Ken's birthday is in 2 weeks, Ellie.
Right. Are you going to send him any gifts, Mom?
I haven't really thought about it. How about you?
I'll make a birthday card.
That's a good idea. What are you going to draw on the card?
I'll draw a big birthday cake on the cover. And inside, I will draw things he likes or enjoys doing. I will also draw Grandpa and me celebrating his birthday.
That's really nice.
Can you please get me some birthday card paper? I'll fold it in half and use it.
Okay, sure. I will get some cardstock. Do you want me to get your coloring pencils?
Yes, please. Thanks, Mom.
Now we know what kind of card we want to create for Ellie's grandfather. We can follow up with a conversation while making it.
What do you think I should write on the card? I just wrote, "Happy birthday, Grandpa. I hope you will have a wonderful birthday. Don't drink too much at the party, though."
That will make him laugh.
I know. He will say, "I want to have another glass of wine or beer because it's my birthday today."
Yes, I can totally picture that. What did you draw?
I drew two horses. Me and Grandpa are riding horses together. I also drew the two of us fishing and playing soccer.
That's sweet. Then you can write something like, "I'm looking forward to riding together. Let's go fishing when I come to see you during this summer."
Okay, I will do that. What about soccer? Can I say, "You can be the goalie next time we play soccer"? How's that?
Sounds good. Why don't you put that down? As you can see, working together on something lets you and your children have a very engaging and practical conversation. Next month, we'll follow this up with a look at how to learn English through cooking.